This really is a very special day to just a whole bunch of people. And I know within in the Wheaton Franciscan community that Mother Clara had a great, great devotion to Saint Joseph. And I think we all should. There's just something magical about Joseph, who did not, we have not one word out of his mouth in the scriptures, but obviously he was a seer. He was able to see beyond the surface, and he was a listener. He was able to hear that small, still voice of God speaking to him, oh, confusingly, for sure, for sure. He knows that Mary is now with child. It's a great shame. And the whole world's tongues are going to be wagging. And then he's about, because he will not, he's a just man, will not expose her to the law, which the law is pretty cruel. And so he decides that he's going to quietly let her go. And then the angel comes. And the angel reminds him who he is. He calls him by his title, Joseph, son of David. Of course, we know that Messiah is going to be born from the house of David. Joseph is of the house of David. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. There's something below the surface that's going on. And I really think the things that really count in our life are usually the things that are below the surface. We live such superficial lives in so many different levels, but on the deepest level is the place where the divine dwells, where the Spirit of God speaks. And so the Spirit of God speaks to him there. The Spirit of God speaks to him when he brings her back to his home and endures the wagging tongues and endures whatever may have been said at that time because he heard something beyond, something deeper, something more profound. And so the world changes because this man is willing to act not on external circumstances, but to act on what's going on inside of his heart. And I think we're called to do no less. I think the greatest changes that ever go on in our lives are not because of the external things that we do or hear or learn, but because of the inner voice that constantly speaks to us. I've mentioned it a number of times that this day is probably the most profound day of my life because in 1976, on the 19th of March, at the hands of my brother Joseph, my life just radically changed. And it was at the deeper level. On the surface level, you would have never known that I was going through a crisis of faith. I was able to do everything I was called to do. It's all external. But on the internal level, I was dying. There was nothing there. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure and did not know if God was there. And so I kept on shaking my fist at that crucifix every evening as I was teaching in the seminary, a spiritual director in a seminary, not quite sure if I really believed. And of course, my petition was, if you're real, I want to know. I want to know. Now, I've known the externals. I've known the fact. I've been taught a lot about. But I want to know inside, in my heart. I think each and every one of us at some point in our life, because the things that are most personal to us are the most universal. The things that we think that we have only experienced by ourselves are the things that we all experience. And we all go through on the deepest level if we are attuned. And what Joseph was attuned. And of course, the Joseph in my life was attuned to my brother Joe, who was, 13 months older than I am and always the pastel brother, and I was always the star. And my brother called me to the side and he says, we have to talk. Because he was going to speak not to my head, but speak to my heart. And of course, I've mentioned it a number of times that the killer line for me was, Tony, you've done everything you can because you feel there is something empty inside of you and you are saying to the world, love me, love me, love me. I will do anything for you if you just love me. He says, can I tell you something? You're already loved. And the killer line was, when did God retire and you take over? that'll change anything. And it radically changed me, because at that point, the veil parted. And when the veil parts, there's no doubt that you are in the presence of the divine, that you are in the presence of God. Carl Jung, at the end of his life, asks, "Do you believe?" He says, "Oh, I don't know if I believe. I know. I know." When you've had that experience, you know. When Joseph had that experience, he knew. I know. What do you know? You know that at the deepest, most profound level, we are always being guided. And there's a whole lot more going on in the world than we can imagine. We keep on praying for peace in the Middle East. We keep on praying for the refugees. We keep on praying. And we think, are we whistling in the dark? Are we whispering words? No. No, we're connected on the deepest, deepest level. I remember coming home that night after my brother had completely opened me up, and I was not going to go to sleep. I was just way too awake. And that presence of God lasted a long, long time, about a year and a half, when I just knew God was always here. And when I went home, I got a call from my fifth grade friend, whom I hadn't seen in 15, 20 years. And he moved to California, and he calls me at 2 o'clock in the morning. You see, what's going on with your life? Because something's happening. Something's happening to your life. And I said, no, my life has never, ever been better. The next day, I called my spiritual sister. I had a Carmelite spiritual sister in Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas. And I told her what was going on. She says, oh, you know, that night, my heart was just aching for you, and I'm praying for you on a prayer card, and it was the prayer card of Saint Joseph. It's all connected. We're intimately connected. It's always there. Our holy work is really to imitate Joseph in listening. So hard to listen. And then to act, to do whatever we're called to do, because whatever we do, it's going to be just fine, knowing that God hasn't retired, that we don't have to make it happen, and all we need to do is to be conduits of God's grace, as was Joseph. Do we need to act? Absolutely. But we're not acting on our own. We're being called to leave our comfort zone, to go to Egypt. We're being called back home. We're being called constantly, but we're being called by the power and the Spirit that is utterly beyond our comprehension. It is nothing less than the Spirit of the divine. It is the Spirit of God.